Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sixth Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about SmackDown, April 19th, 2024. We're in Pittsburgh. We got Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. Whew. You know, I love the intro now more than ever. It feels like a cinematic universe inside of pro wrestling, which WWE has achieved very well. And I wonder, with the progression of this, like, are we going to start seeing the segments like we see in NXT, where they have the movie scenes come in? Because tonight, I saw a little foreshadowing of that. Let's start it off with our first match, though. LA Knight versus AJ Styles, number one contendership match, to see who will face Cody at Backlash. Huh. You thought the WrestleMania match was awesome? This was even more awesome. I mean, this show, I think, had like one, two, three, four matches all together. And this show was packed with awesomeness. And LA Knight versus AJ Styles, just to kick it off for us, was great. AJ Styles got the win. And now we're going to get AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes at Backlash. Yes, boy! I am excited about that. Now we have an opponent, a phenomenal opponent, if you will, for Cody Rhodes and the challenge. That is that at Backlash. It's going to be awesome, man. And I, like I said, I've said it before. I love when the talent is rolling up. Bayley, Naomi, you know, they got their bags. They're ready for their big WWE Women's Championship main event match that's going to happen on the show. And here comes my boy, Solo, rolling up. Heyman is waiting for him. Solo gets out and he's in a suit. And I'm like, oh my God, we have transitioned this man into a superstar monster beast mode. Oh my God, get the emojis. Because Solo looks great. And this turn they did last week, I was like, chef's kiss. And it only gets better. Heyman's like, hey, like, you know, you can't be making calls like this, man. He's like, where's Kevin Owens? And there's Tama Tonga. And he's like, this is my MFT. I don't know what that means, but he's the MFT, so you better be worried. I looked it up, and it said mother, father treatment or something. I don't know. I don't know what MFT means. Maybe you can clue me in. I tried to look it up before the show. But, oh, my God, they look great. And the fact that you have Paul Heyman in the back, scared of the monster that is unleashed, scared of the man named Solo. We're in for a ride. Nick Aldis is in the ring. Of course, we're going to unveil the new SmackDown Tag Team Championships, but the WWE Tag Team Championships. And oh, they're gorgeous. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, such an old school callback to some titles in the past. And man, they look gorgeous. And A-Town Down, I like this segment because you've had the faces, baby faces, get their titles on Raw, and it was real fun. This one, these two are being obnoxious. Not even the shake Triple H's hand, to where Nick had to step in and be like, hey, you don't disrespect Triple H. And now you're going to see who you're going to face next for those tag team titles. And this sets off our number one contendership for the tag team titles. Authors of Pain versus Street Profits versus LDF versus New Catch Republic. And of course, with this much caliber in the ring, guess what you're going to get? Bangers, 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 man. Talk about spots. Talk about moves. Talk about getting me nice and sweaty on a Saturday morning. It's like Saturday morning cartoons, but I'm watching my WWE. Oh, I was like, oh, shit. But my boys, the Street Profits, mixing it up. We're going to get the Street Profits being the number one contenders. And will we see these two face A-Town Down Under at Backlash? Because I'm a big fan of A-Town Down Under. I really am. And I'm a huge fan of the Street Profits. So I'm a big fan of all these teams, but man, Street Profits deserve something. And A-Town Down Under is a great team. I'm enjoying this tag team. I'm enjoying this era, as they keep saying it. The new Paul Levesque era of WWE. Okay, I don't know why I went all crazy like that. But Byron is backstage with Bayley. You know, we had an interview earlier with Naomi and Kayla. You know, they're both ready for their their championship match tonight. And rightfully so, Naomi deserves it, man. It's been 2 years, they said, on the commentary. But Naomi deserves this, Bayley deserves this, and it's just two friends that are going to slug it out for that championship. And I'm ready. I'm so ready for this championship match. And like I said, we're just barely getting started. And just to get things popping even more, Solo's backstage with Heyman, and Heyman's like, hey, man, like, Heyman's saying his stuff, and he's like, I'm not trying to piss you off. The last thing I want to do is piss you off, Solo. And Solo's just like, are you done? I'm like, oh. He comes out, and Paul starts talking, and he's about to talk about Roman Reigns, and Solo cuts him off again. He's like, fuck Roman. It's about Solo now. And as he's talking, he's getting that heat. That crowd will not let him talk for a bit. And he wants Kevin Owens' head on a platter. And here comes Tama Tonga with a bloody Kevin Owens. Talk about, like I said, this is some mob mafioso shit. Comes out, brings out a bloody Kevin Owens. Tama gets in the ring with Solo and Heyman. Heyman's frightened out of his mind. But here comes KO. He tries to fight back. Bloody, you know, beaten. He tries, but he doesn't win. Solo and Tama Tonga stand tall. Heyman's scared. He's like, what have we unleashed? And right after this, Nick Aldis is with Paul Heyman. They're in the backstage in the parking lot. He's like, did you know about this? So now the narrative of the story is that Tama Tonga ran into Kevin Owens' rental car, pulled his bloody carcass out to bring him to the ring. And Heyman's like, no, I didn't know about this. This wasn't authorized. You know, he's like, and I was telling my wife, I was like sitting there, I was like, is the Emmys, right? That are TV. She's like, yeah. I was like, this man, Paul Heyman, deserves an honorary Emmy. Like, just this scene alone with Nick Aldis. And this is why I said the foreshadowing of the cinematic universe, because this was very like a movie type thing. Even the thing what happened with Solo and Tama Tonga and Kevin Owens in the ring with him all bloody, man. And this going here just added more to the flavor of WWE's cinematicness with pro wrestling. And Heyman just, no, I didn't authorize this. And Nick's like, hey, I'm running the show. And the way we settle things here is in the ring, not like this. So there's consequences, and they're coming. And Heyman's just left there like, oh, bah, 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 bah. And next up, we have Carlito versus Santos Escobar. Santos gets the win. And at this moment, I'm just like, I'm in a daze because I'm like, oh, my gosh, this show's so good. Like, where can we go from here? Oh, we got a Carlito Santos match. Okay, then you have Electra Lopez takes out Zelina Vega on the outside of the ring. Yeah, this match was good, but it wasn't my match of the night by any means. And we have Kayla up top with damage control. They're in those fancy booths with the big chairs and what. And they get interrupted by Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair because they sit on the opposite side because they're going to watch the main event that's going to happen. And we get a promo from Cody Rhodes to AJ saying, like, hey, I'm not going to miss. You better bring it all. You know, he said, two Georgia boys throwing down in France. And Cody's currently on the UK tour, and there's some beautiful pictures that I'm seeing from those shows and stuff like that, especially with Cody in the title and the crowd behind them. And WWE's on fire right now. And they sold out this arena, too. So hats off. Now our main event, the WWE Women's Championship, Bayley versus Naomi, and you talk about a, let me say it again, banger, 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 even with the fucking amazing ending to this match. No one won. It was ended in a DQ because my girl, Tiffany Stratton, attacked Bayley and Naomi and got, god damn, I'm happy. Tiffy's on top, and that's the way it should be. But man, but before Tiffy attacks, Bayley and Naomi gave their all in that ring, and I have to give them a golf clap because that shit was great, man. This was a great match until Tiffy attacked, and they go pan up to Jade and Bianca and Damage Control. Bianca and Jade are mad because of the baby faces, and Damage Control are smiling because they're like, ha ha, heels on top. And that's the way we end the show. And I'm at this point, I'm sweaty, I'm smiling big, I'm just like, man, that did not feel like 2 hours. That felt like awesomeness. What does awesomeness feels like? Watch this SmackDown. Watch this solo segment. So many things going on. My match of the night, they're tied with the opening match with LA Knight versus AJ Styles and the main event, Bayley versus Naomi. Whew. Bangers. Oh, and next and second to that is the tag team championship match, the number one contendership match. Bangers, folks. Triple H is like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take out this holster and go bang, bang, bang. Ooh, I'm famished. I'm sorry. I'm a big man, and when I'm a big man, gets really like into things. I'm like heavy. Sorry. Alright. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, share with your grandma, share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo. And my rating for this show is a 5 out of 5. Cause they're gonna be five time. I don't know. Champions of TV? Drop your comments below. Let's talk here. We're pro wrestling fans. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Kevin Brother. Owens here.
I presume he is. If he is, he's most likely inside the locker room. The show's already started.
Then take me to him.